DW. The sun in Germany is not generous. Even though it's the end of March, it's still cold and windy. As I take a walk along the River Rhine, all of a sudden, a shadow passes over me. It's a bright green bird with a long tail. After a couple of flaps, it lands on a branch of a tree. The bird has feathers as green as pistachio, a tail as long as its whole body, a bright red beak, and a circle around its neck. That's a parrot! 20 seconds later, 10 more parrots follow, landing on the tree. They make a quite stark contrast to the dark branches of the tree that still doesn't have any leaves yet. I'm surprised to find exotic parrots living here in Germany. But when I ask other people along the riverside, I realize they are used to them.
Ach, das sind diese grünen.
Yeah. Ah, those are the green ones. Yeah, I already know them from my home in Neuss because they're always flying around there. And the annoying thing about them is that they actually don't sing very well. They're always crowing. Otherwise, it's quite nice when they fly around here.
Hier am Rhein habe ich sie noch nicht gesehen, aber ich weiß.
Here on the Rhine, I haven't seen them yet, but I know that last year around the university, they were quite often in the trees, and they always looked very nice there.
They do look nice, and I can't help but wonder. Parrots usually live in Africa and Asia. So how did they end up living here? In theory, parrots are able to talk and understand human languages. But I guess it wouldn't be easy to conduct an interview with them. So I go and ask my questions to an expert at the Zoological Research Museum König here in Bonn. At the museum, ornithologist Dr. Till Töpfe takes me to a room with a high ceiling, where stuffed birds are displayed in dark wooden cabinets. The museum and its collection date back to the early 1900s. Töpfer explains that there are 145,000 specimens of birds in drawers and in closets. They represent roughly half of all the bird species in the world. Such a crazy and a bit creepy place. Dr. Töpfe opens the drawer for the ringneck parakeets. 30 different stuffed green parakeets are on display, each labeled with a neat piece of paper.
So, we've got here a bunch of study specimens.
They come from different places such as Bonn, India and Senegal.
This is a proper African representative. The ringneck parakeets are to be found in Asia, so particularly on the Indian subcontinent and in Africa. So there are at least two populations that might have given rise to the population that we can find now here in the Rhineland.
So he tells me the parakeets now living in the Rhineland are probably offspring from a few parakeets that escaped the Cologne Zoo in 1969. Also, a number of pet parakeets were released by their owners.
So we know quite precisely about the first breeding attempts. It was in 69 in Cologne or so. Nowadays, there's an estimation of about having about 1,400 breeding pairs in the area.
In total, there are around 10,000 parakeets living in Germany. And some people help the birds by leaving food on their balconies. I mean, how many birds must have escaped to be able to create a colony?
Actually, not so many. In the first time, the population growth was fairly slow. So during the first decades, there were just a couple of birds around. But then they had a huge population growth in the 19s, and nobody really knows why this happened. But the population growth was fairly slow. And then it sort of exploded since the last, I would say, 20 to 30 years.
After the museum, I go out into the open air, where the living birds belong. And I head to Brühl, a nearby town with a huge park with hundreds of trees and small lakes. It looks like a paradise, well, both for humans and the birds. In the park, I meet Dr. Michel Braun.
There's one flying to the big trees, you see? Above the other trees. So they're quite far away, but they like the treetops.
Braun is an ornithologist, specialized in green parakeets. He explains the differences between the ringneck parakeets out here and the specimens I saw at the museum.
They are now in Europe, so they become larger. They get stronger beaks because their food is different from Asia. And they have longer wings because they fly distances of 20 kilometers a day. So it's like they have changed their morphology in order to survive here.
The parakeets had to go through a lot to be able to live in Europe. But how do these tropical birds manage in the cold weather of Germany?
Parakeets in Germany all share something in common. They all are restricted to cities. They are urban birds. They can only survive in the cities or in suburbia, and this is where you can find them. You can find them in Cologne, in Bonn, or in Düsseldorf, but you don't find them in the mountains.
Even though they seem small and sensitive, parakeets are more resistant than I expected. But what about local birds? How do the parakeets impact them? I ask Brown if parakeets have any effects on the local birds we see around the park.
Well, here in Germany, if we go to the park and see some parakeets, it's not a negative influence on the native avifauna or on the biodiversity. So here's a different story. But it's not like it's everywhere the same. Ringneck parakeets, for example, in Australia, they are regarded as a pest species. Australia doesn't want ringneck parakeets to become established there because there are many native parrot species in Australia. So measures in Australia are different from measures here in Europe.
As immigrant species that started living here some 50 years ago, the parakeets are still fairly new to Germany and they continue to adapt.
As human populations are increasing in different parts of the world, there are two possibilities for the wildlife to react. They can adapt to humans, to human cities, to human agricultural land, and then they will be successful in other parts of the world as well. This is what we see in the ringneck parakeet. If they are not successful with humans, they will have a bad future.
The next day I head back to the riverside, hoping to see some parakeets again. The sun is still not out yet, and the wind is so strong that it hurts my ears. But I keep walking along the riverside and join the crowd. If the parakeets can brave this climate, so can I.
DW.